AI's impact on software development goes way beyond just quicker coding. Think about navigating regulations. That's becoming a key challenge. As AI increasingly assists in building software, we need to understand the rules of the road. Let's explore how AI is changing development and the regulations beginning to take shape. It's a complex but crucial shift. AI's impact on coding presents a fascinating challenge. Regulation. These tools are transforming software development, but they also create new compliance demands. We, as developers, must grasp the regulatory frameworks surrounding secure development, particularly when AI enters the equation. Understanding this is key to responsible innovation. PCI DSS 4.0 raises the bar for developer training, especially concerning secure coding practices. Simply stating that developers are trained isn't sufficient anymore. Think of generic OWASP top 10 training as learning to drive. While helpful, it's not enough. Requirement 6.2.2 demands granular, specific training. It's about teaching developers to drive specific cars, not just any car. SOC2's real power lies in how it shapes software development. The trust services criteria, things like risk assessment, communication, control environment, and especially change management, directly influence how we build and deploy software. Think continuous compliance. We achieve that by baking evidence collection directly into our CI/CD pipeline. That way, compliance becomes a natural part of the process. For AI/ML medical devices, the FDA has specific cybersecurity expectations, especially pre-market. One critical piece is the Software Bill of Materials, or SBOM. Think of it as a detailed inventory of all software components and their dependencies. It's essential for a complete risk assessment, ensuring no vulnerabilities are missed before deployment. Technical safeguards are where HIPAA gets specific about AI. It's about protecting electronic patient data within applications. Think beyond basic security. We're talking application-level controls, session management, encryption for stored data, and comprehensive audit trails. These elements are critical. With proper implementation, we can ensure electronic patient data remains secure. Securing federal software? FedRAMP leverages the NIST 800-53 framework. It's a deep catalog of security controls, especially vital during development. For example, several controls mandate rigorous developer testing, secure architecture, and process oversight. These aren't just numbers, they ensure a robust, secure software lifecycle. That's how we protect federal data. The EU AI Act? Think of it as a whole new rulebook for AI. It's risk-based, so the higher the risk, the tighter the rules. Expect some parts to be in place this summer, with everything fully enforced in 2 years. The Act categorizes AI into 4 groups: unacceptable AI that's banned, high risk with strict requirements, limited risk with transparency, and minimal risk which is voluntary. It is a big deal. High-risk AI, that's where the EU AI Act gets specific. If a system's decisions have a major impact on individuals, we're talking about serious safeguards. Think comprehensive risk management. Identifying potential harms and actively mitigating them is crucial. And of course, data quality is absolutely key for AI systems to function. Want to build AI responsibly? The NIST AI Risk Management Framework is a great resource. It's structured around practical functions. Think of it this way. First, govern. Solid governance means setting AI risk management policies from leadership down. This provides a strong foundation for everything else. Adopting AI coding assistance introduces risk, and assessing it is key. We're entrusting data and code generation to a third party, so let's consider exposure. Sensitive information can inadvertently be shared, so data masking and anonymization are vital. Also, is the AI generating truly accurate, complete, and secure code? These are critical questions to address. AI governance is quickly becoming a requirement, not just an option. ISO 42001 is a big step. It's the first standard that provides a framework for managing AI. It's a comprehensive system. Think AI policies, thorough risk evaluations, plus how you handle data and vendors. It's about building trust. Equipping our teams to succeed with AI hinges on a couple of key things. Solid documentation is crucial. Everyone needs to understand how each tool works. It's equally important to meticulously track inputs and outputs, creating a clear audit trail. And, of course, rigorous QA is paramount. We need robust validation processes for any AI-generated code. These steps ensure quality and build trust in our AI-powered development. Here's another way to think about CI/CD. It's not just about speed, it's a compliance powerhouse. The pipeline automatically generates audit evidence. Automated test results prove code quality. SAISST, DAST, and SCA reports document vulnerability assessments. Approvals demonstrate change management adherence, and access logs provide auditable user activity records. Your pipeline becomes a central source of truth for proving compliance. The real trick is connecting CI/CD to compliance. We must explicitly show how our pipeline fulfills regulatory needs. Think of it as a roadmap. Our SAST reports? They demonstrate we're satisfying PCI DSS requirements for secure coding practices. And those automated tests? They provide evidence we're meeting NIST standards for system security assessments. Tying everything together gives us a clear compliance picture. Securing AI development is truly powerful. It goes beyond simple rule following. If you integrate security from the beginning, understanding AI regulations minimizes risks and cultivates trust. You're essentially innovating with confidence. Being proactive with compliance prevents fines and protects your reputation. Staying informed is crucial as AI evolves. Hopefully that gives you a clearer picture. I wanted to highlight some key takeaways. What questions do you have? I'm happy to dig deeper into any area or clarify anything that's unclear. Let me know what's on your mind.